And as you can tell, I'm once again with Roy Richtrew, your disability rep. Good to see you again.
Likewise, Tom. Always a pleasure.
We're going to go into something here that people really need to take this to heart. If you're talking about filing for disability claims, stuff like this, you have to prove things. You can't just, they're not going to say, oh, he's a nice guy and he's got a limp. You're good.
That's right. It's a proactive approach. You have to be very proactive in getting yourself approved for disability. And part of that starts with taking a look at your medical records. You know, folks come in all the time. They have a whole list of complaints. I start digging into records and none of them are there. And so, you know, the first thing that I would tell people is take a look at your records. You can get these things through the MyMercy or through the Cox Healthy Now portal, I think it's called.
Right.
CMH has a similar portal of some sort that you can get into. And just take a look at your recordings. Make sure it lines up with what you're telling the doctor.
Uh-huh. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to medical records, sometimes I can read them. I have no idea what they mean.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the great thing. The Mayo Clinic has a fantastic resource people can jump on. If the doctor's calling your condition something, do a little bit of research. Find out if it jives with the symptom set that you're giving to the doctor, and just make sure that the doctor's on the right page.
Again, being proactive, kind of learning what's going on about yourself.
That's right, that's right. And you know, when it comes to our health, we really shouldn't take anything for granted. Just because one doctor calls your condition whatever it is, it's good for you to jump in there and make sure that it does line up with the symptoms, that it's accurate. Talk to your other doctors and see if there's any kind of universal opinion about what's going on.
All right, and there. You don't go, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's right. And that's something that comes up all the time. You know, you go in and tell the doctor that you're fine, the records reflect that you are. And then down the road, somebody from Social Security looks at it and says, zero complaints, he was fine, he was doing well, he or she was at a baseline, all things that are problematical when you're trying to show that your condition is marching on and getting progressively worse.
Yeah, don't think in terms of I'm complaining or I'm whining. You have to be honest.
Yeah, that's correct. You have to be pretty raw and emotional about how things are doing, how things are going. You have to give them examples in your real life. It's important you talk to the doctor about the ways that you're failing. And that's hard for us.
Sure
it is. To want to go in and talk about the ways that we're failing.
Well, many, many times, especially men, we're not sick until the doctor tells us. So if we don't reveal something, okay, he said I'm fine. That goes against you in this kind of thing.
Well, it is. And, you know, our pride hurts us a lot of times, especially when it comes to Social Security disability. The rose-colored glasses are the same ones that the adjudicators are going to look through in the end. And oftentimes, you don't want that rose-colored perspective.
This is very important to always keep in mind.
You know, it's amazing. We'll see a lot of times a primary care physician will be completely unaware of the fact that you have a back doctor, an orthopedic surgeon that's working on your case. They don't know about each other. They don't have lunch together. They don't talk about your case once a week. So it's real important that you keep one doctor informed about what the other doctor's doing, about the visits, about the problems they're treating, and as importantly, the medication they're prescribing.
And I would just assume, you know, just as a general, it's like, let one doctor know what this one is diagnosed, what he thinks, because health often, it all dovetails.
Yeah, one thing that's interesting in records, you'll see, especially like on back conditions, the primary care doctor will say normal strength, normal range of motion, et cetera.
Right.
They become aware of an orthopedic doctor. They request those notes internally, and the next thing you know, there's a whole different perspective.
All right, and the last one here, avoid confusing facts and comparisons.
Yeah, that's correct. Got to talk to your doctor about the limitations you have. Make a list of the issues before you go in so you make sure everything is covered. You want to limit the amount of confusion, and you want to make sure that the doctor knows how effective the medication is that they're giving you. There's got to be that dialogue back and forth.
And
can't be that I'm fine.
Exactly. All of this that we've talked about, you know, through the years, it all, you know, kind of boils down to it's good to have someone in your corner who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, most definitely it is. And we're here at the Your Disability Rep. The QR code will set up an appointment with me directly. You can also give me a ring. The number on the screen there rings directly to my desk. Happy to talk to people. Have time to meet with people each day. Not all day, but I have time each day for new clients. So give us a ring.
Roy, thanks again. Always good to see you.
Likewise, Tom. You take care.